We got Rob on the line. Hey, Rob, welcome to Milberger's Gardening, South Texas. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, thanks.
What's going on, Rob?
Hey, I have a Japanese yew that's been in the ground for probably 4 or 5 years, about 8 feet tall. And I'd say over the last 3 days, a whole section of it has completely browned out, the leaves.
Yeah, that's drought.
Yeah, but I've been watering it. Don't
well,
tell me about it.
When it's that big, is it just in straight soil?
Is it just what?
Is it just in straight soil, planted in front of your house or behind your house?
It's behind the house. It's around the pool.
Okay.
What kind is it? I'm sorry.
Japanese yew.
Okay.
I've grown those before, and like you say, when it for some reason that thing does it get morning sun, afternoon shade, or does it get
afternoon sun?
Do what?
Afternoon sun.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, they're. I always describe them as being unpredictable.
Yeah, that's what mine was.
Yeah, because you can never quite figure out. You know, a lot of times we plant them on corners, and you'll see that the hottest side gets burnt, and they got dieback. Now,
when you western corner.
Yeah, when you feel.
House.
Are you watering them by hand, or how are you watering them?
It's on a sprinkler system, but with
Yeah, well, you need to dig down there. I'll bet you're going to find that just below the surface that you're going to have a lot of dry ground because the sprinkler systems are great for lawns when they're good, but it's tough to get enough. You know, what we like to do with the shrubs and trees is a deep watering every month so that they penetrate into that whole root area. And so I do a little digging in there. What condition is it now? Is it completely gone?
No, like I said, it's a pretty big yew, and I would say it's one thick branch with obviously the yew's branching off the thick branch,
yeah.
And the rest of it looks great. There's growth on it, and this all happened literally like in 3 days. Like last weekend, it looked great, and then I'd say all of a sudden Tuesday, it just turned brown.
Well, did you check the branch? Not a borer or anything there, is there?
A what?
Look at the base of the branch that's dying, and make sure that there's not a hole where there's a borer, an insect that goes inside there and eats the cambium layer.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, if that's the case, then that's easy. You just cut that out. The other thing is, though, that it could be, in this kind of weather, it could be related to some root damage due to the drought. But I'd make sure, just take your hand shovel or a shovel and just make sure that water is penetrating the way you want. And I predict what you're going to find is you got a pretty good, nice, moist layer on top where the sprinkler hits. But below that, because of this heat, the transpiration rate, that whole root system is just draining whatever water can find in that whole area in the soil. And I'll bet underneath that initial layer, you got some dry area. And the only thing you need to do is just let the hose run on there for, not running very much, but just for an hour, hour and a half, and do that every month until the drought breaks, and that should help.
Now, with the piece that's kind of dead, will the leaves fall off and come back, or do I just cut that off?
Yeah, you'll probably have to cut that off, and if it's a young, healthy plant in good shape, it'll fill in. It won't immediately do it, but make sure it's not just a foliage problem. Trying to scrape on the branch a little bit, but I suspect that you're going to find that the whole branch is dead, and you just cut that out.
Okay.
And a young, vigorous plant will eventually fill that in.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure what the age is on a yew. I figured if it's there for 5 years, is it just dying?
Yeah. How many years? 25?
About 5 years.
Five? Oh, no. Gosh, yeah. That could live. Yeah, that's a good age. I would suspect that it will recover and fill that area in.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Bye,
hey,
Rob.
Thank you, Rob.